This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. This week of Thanksgiving, we want to recognize and give thanks to people in this area feeding those in need at this time of year during this pandemic. Bess Steverson chairs the community board for the Brainerd Community Food Pantry. Bess, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Ray.
Tell us more about the pantry.
I got involved. I was serving 2 years ago as the president of the Midtown Chamber Council when the Food City at Belvoir and Brainerd Road closed. And we convened a group of community leaders to have a conversation about what the next steps might be, hoping that from that conversation, we might have some folks that sort of rose to the occasion and we could work to get another grocery store in that place, but we soon quickly learned that that was not going to happen. So fast forward to this past January, the Chattanooga Food Bank reached out to me because they had attended that meeting and asked if I would be willing to reconvene a group of these leaders to have a conversation. They wanted to create a community pantry in Brainerd, similar to the one that has been created in Red Bank. They currently, the food bank, works through a voucher program. They are one of only two in the Feed for America organization that still operate from a voucher program. What that means is that the person in need must call 211. They are then directed to an organization, a church in their community to receive the voucher. Then they have to go to the warehouse of the food bank to get their food. And as we know, that can be quite limiting to people, especially if they don't have good transportation. So the idea is to begin to set up these community pantries. We are partnered with the Chattanooga Area Food Bank, but we are addressing immediately the need in the Brainerd community. And the 37411 zip code, which is the Brainerd zip code, actually has the largest requests for emergency food boxes. And we looked from March 1 to September 1 of 2019 to 2020, there was a 449% increase in requests for emergency food boxes.
And I read 10% of requests in the zip codes covered by the Chattanooga Area Food Bank, 10% of the requests right there in that area.
That's correct. So there was no doubt when this group came together, and it actually wasn't until May because of all that had happened with COVID, that we all said, yes, we need to do this. And so I pretty much just said, okay, I'm going to step up and lead the charge. But then what my job is to work my way out of a job. So we put together an amazing team of 19 individuals from various organizations, faith-based communities in the Brainerd area. We did not have a location, but Brainerd United Methodist Church, they were looking for a community mission to get behind. And it just so happens that their church campus is just ideal for a pantry. And then the Medical Society Foundation of Hamilton County gave us a $5,000 startup gift. And then we also received a match, another $5,000 from this foundation, which was then matched by a generous donation from Grace Episcopal Church, from Pinnacle Financial Partners, and from many, many individuals who have responded so well.
And the distribution is twice a month?
Twice a month. So it's the second and fourth Wednesday of each month from 4:30 in the afternoon until 6 o'clock p.m., We have had two distributions so far. We have provided food for 200 households at each distribution.
And of course, you are following the social distancing guidelines that we all need to follow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. During COVID, all of our volunteers are wearing masks. They're wearing gloves. We are honoring our 6 feet of distance from one another. It is a drive-through, so we actually put the boxes in the trunks of a car. So yes, we are absolutely abiding by our COVID protocols.
And then with Thanksgiving and Christmas around the corner, what are you already anticipating for the need?
as I said, we've had 200 households for both of the first two pantries. We expect that to grow significantly. We will actually be distributing food on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Wednesday before Christmas Eve. So we really are expecting to have at least 300 households for those two distribution days specifically.
And then if people want more information, if they want help, if they want to give help, where can they go?
If you want to get involved with the pantry, you can go to our website at www.brainerdfoodpantry.com. You can go there to get involved. You can go there to donate cash, because actually we encourage cash donations because the dollar can go so much further with what the food bank can provide us rather than just individually going and buying some food and bringing it to the pantry. And then we also have an Amazon wish list for those items that the food bank really cannot keep in stock: baby formula, baby food, dog and cat food, baby diapers, those types of things. We also have a homeless population, and we have to provide them with individual serving size items for them to be able to carry away with them. And we are seeing the homeless population come to this pantry as well. So that's how those who want to get involved. And then there's a link where you can volunteer, and we will get you signed up and on board pretty quickly. And then for those in need, really, you can either email us at brainerdfoodpantry@gmail.com. You can call 211. And then, of course, you can attend. Anyone is welcome. Anyone is welcome to the food pantry on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month.
All right. Bess, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Feeding people in need is all about partnerships. Alan Corey is founder and CEO of Square One Holding Company, which owns The Stir and State of Confusion restaurants here in Chattanooga. Jens Christensen is CEO of the Chattanooga Community Kitchen. Alan, Jens, thanks for joining us.
Wonderful to be here with
you. Thank you.
We should talk about how your two organizations have been partnering and are partnering at this time to help feed people.
We've been working with Jens for years, and homelessness and hunger is a mission for us as far as outreach in the restaurant business. We're typically an urban-based company that seems to make sense to us. I personally and my wife, Madden, were FASTA chairman years ago for the Community Kitchen Chattanooga. But we were involved with the Community Kitchen before that and continue to be. So it's part of our mission as well, and it's a good connection and good fit. So outreach is critical to us, and one of our key partners is the Community Kitchen.
You know, as Alan mentions, we've been working together for almost a couple of decades now with just incredible support through all the companies that he's founded, the restaurants he runs here in Chattanooga, and also personally, as he mentioned, he and his wife, Madden, they've not only chaired our Fast Day campaign, which is the lifeblood that brings the operating dollars we need each year to just keep the gas on in the stove, the lights on in the kitchen, and the heat on in the winter. But they also have volunteered in our shelters. They take care of the men and women that are in our shelters at Christmas time, making sure they have a nice little gift bag. They've been doing that for many, many years. With the restaurants, State of Confusion and Stir in particular, we've even been able to partner with them in employment ways where we've gotten work together with their employees and had employees become successful by working with them. So it's definitely been an incredible partnership over the years. And most recently with Stir and State of Confusion, with the great success these restaurants have had, Alan has been and his partners have been so supportive in the time of COVID, when so many restaurants are struggling, to still remember they need to give back, to take care of the people in the community that help make them successful, and to ensure that people have a nice warm place to go at night, you know, through their support of the kitchen and three meals on the table each day through the support of our feeding programs.
And Alan, your restaurants had to shut down, had to scale back, just like so many others.
Yes, in March, we had to shut both restaurants. We stayed open for delivery off-premise, we did. So we did, and that was obviously a very difficult time. No, generally, no revenues in a business, it's hard to stay in business. So we weathered that storm, and we have reopened in roughly middle of May to the 1st of June, and have been operating since then under the current Tennessee pledge and all the other restrictions and policies and procedures that we have to follow in the new COVID world. But outreach, and particularly at this time and those circumstances, is something that we can't turn our back on, and we're not doing that.
And not only is there this partnership that you two have both been talking about, but Alan, your own employees have gone above and beyond that with the Hope Fund. Tell us more about that.
The Hope Fund is something that we're real proud of as well, just like our relationship with Jen's and the Community Kitchen. And that is a fund that we put together that is funded by the management team at Square One and the management teams at Stir and State of Confusion. And all team members are, not all participate, but all can participate. And so what that Hope Fund means is help our people in emergencies, so that if we have, we've made two grants already, so that if someone has an event, a trauma, and they've exhausted all means of support and insurance or family, they can apply for assistance to the Hope Fund. What happens is they make that application. It's a very, very simple, quick process, like five questions. And then our team members, our hourly team members that we have scheduled and set up, they review the application. We, meaning management, have no decision-making authority over that. And they make the decision, is the grant worthy of making and what the amount is. So they make that together, and we found that that empowerment is significant. It's great culture building, but they also make very wise decisions.
And Jens, tell us more about the need that the Community Kitchen faces at this time.
Homelessness doesn't know pandemics. In fact, if anything, it just makes it harder. The person who doesn't have a place to live, they can't quite shelter at home. They can't shelter in place as they're told. And so the need has been tremendous. We had the busiest March and April in our history. Coming through the summer, we've seen needs in families that we just never experienced before through our family shelter. We've seen needs in individuals that are complex. They're more difficult than they were a year ago at the same time. And they're complicated by the fact that so many businesses have had to shutter their doors. So many places have had to restrict the amount of service they can offer. And before I get too far with that, it's incredible to me to think of the culture that a place, you know, like State of Confusion and Stir and Square One has through the Hope Fund, as you just discussed, just the building of the team, the thinking ahead in those ways, and the compassion that these folks run their business with, both internally and then externally, by supporting our work with the most vulnerable people here in the community. As a hometown restaurant, as a local restaurant group that has, of course, their fingers all over the Southeast, just to think about the wonderful things that they're doing for us, it's really hope-bringing for the people that we serve and for our staff as we try to meet, as you mentioned, Ray, these incredible needs. They're unprecedented in so many ways. You know, our case managers are still able to get people into housing, but it's difficult. It's very difficult to find landlords that are even considering having new people moving into their housing because they're a little bit worried about their own safety. It's difficult to find new jobs when people are being laid off right now. And so you have someone who's looking for that. It's difficult for a single parent who's trying to have their children be homeschooled because the school system is on a virtual setting while they're trying to keep a job, while they're trying to balance their own rent, while they're trying to deal with all this. And this is the world that I think, unfortunately, we may be facing for a little while, but it's definitely the world we're dealing with today. So the needs in the past, I think the last time I was talking to you, we were talking about canned goods and socks and underwear. But right now, it's so much more complex with so many people who are right on the verge of experiencing homelessness for the first time in so many cases.
And there is a campaign that is taking place this month that we should talk about.
That's true. Alan, why don't you talk to us about the wonderful things that you're doing in the restaurants?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And so we are going to donate to the kitchen a percentage of food sales for the entire month of November from both Confusion and Stir. So that's a direct investment, a direct gift that we will make. We are also placing QR codes throughout the restaurants in the event we have guests that are interested and want to make a direct gift as well, so they can do that quickly. through their phone using the QR code. We won't pressure guests about that, but folks will know about it. So we're off to a good start, and we know we're going to be making a significant gift at the end of November, and we're excited about it.
And beyond showing up at the restaurants and participating as a patron, where can people go online to find out more information on how to give help? And if people need help, where can they get that information?
We have a website that's basically designed around that. It's homelesschattanooga.org. So it's the word homeless, word Chattanooga.org. No spaces or anything in the word homeless Chattanooga. And when you get on our website, you're going to be faced with a choice. And the first choice is get involved. The second choice is get help. So it's very two simple options. If you click on get involved, it's going to give you information about volunteering, about donating. If you click on get help, it's going to give you information about the services we provide and how to access them and where you start and what the process might be. Of course, you can also call us 423-756-4222 and learn about it. We have programs that are several times a day in meat and feeding, for instance, but we also have programs that are 24/7, like our family shelter, where if a family becomes homeless in the middle of the night, they can turn if we have a room and show up. It doesn't matter if it's 1 a.m. on a Sunday. We have that opportunity there. So you can learn a lot about it from, you know, that point of view. This partnership with Stir and State of Confusion has been a long-term partnership, and it's just incredible to see how they support us, how they partner with us. We're incredibly grateful to them. I know a lot of people are anxious about getting out and eating. It is the month of family dining, and we're talking now about Thanksgiving and all of these things where people are concerned. But I can say of all the restaurants in town, the first one that I went to during the COVID period was State of Confusion. And they have this incredible outdoor seating area where you can feel safe. People are wearing masks. They're being prepared, and they're sanitizing everything. And so it's a very comfortable environment to be in. I know Stir and State of Confusion both have been very cautious. And I think that reflects not just in their deliberate way of doing business, but in the deliberate way they have of giving back and of making sure that people are able to get the help that they need. So for that, you know, homelesschattanooga.org, get involved or get help. And please do go out and dine in these wonderful restaurants that are giving back even during a hard time.
All right. Jens, Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. We very much appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. It's always wonderful to be with you.
You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
This is Scenic Roots. As we do every Monday, we have a set from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page. This afternoon, from the stage of the Isis Theatre in Asheville, it's Lazy Birds. Lazy Birds is a roots band from the mountains of North Carolina. No less than Doc Watson was a big fan. Lazy Birds, he said, play a good variety of blues, jazz, and that good old ragtime sound. If you want some good music, have these boys come out and play for you. I guarantee, said Doc Watson, you will enjoy what they do. According to their website, the band began 20 years ago when J. Brown and James T. Brown, who had played acoustic blues and folk together in high school in Birmingham, Alabama, moved up to Boone, North Carolina, where they became immersed in the rich musical heritage of the Appalachians, while at the same time delving deeper into blues and jazz. The other members of the band are Asher Hill on bass, Brad Pope playing tenor sax and mandolin, James T. Brown is the singer and the drummer. They began this set with a familiar tune that they have completely reworked.
Do you boys ready to play one? Thank you.
Thanks a lot, y'all.
You was hurting, almost lost your mind. does the man you loving treat you so unkind? When things go wrong, me too. You love him a little more, you should love him less. Why slip up behind him and take his mess? Or when things go wrong, me too. When things go wrong with you, it hurts me too. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, y'all. Appreciate that.
Play Do It One Time, right?
Sure.
Of the world, when a fire was gonna fall on this wicked world, they said the good would be taken home while the sinners would be left alone. And that's just what happened on the day for the end of the world. Well, they said that the signs couldn't be more clear. Armageddon getting closer in the rearview mirror. People quit their jobs and packed their grips, getting ready for the apocalypse. The day came and went, but it still was the end of the world. She disappeared in the blink of an eye. What was weird was she didn't say why. On the day they were calling for the end of the world, when the sky was gonna fall on this wicked world, they said the good would be taken home while the sinners would be left alone. And that's just what happened on the day for the end of the world. Disappeared in the blink of an eye. What was weird was she didn't say why. On the day they were calling for the end of the world, when the fire was gonna fall on this wicked world, will profit from these prophecies, but it's just another rapture tease. But the start of my heart's decease was the end of the world. Oh, the start of my heart's decease was the end of the world. Hey, thanks a lot, y'all. Appreciate that. The end of the world blues. Yeah. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. When you get right there, somebody will show you where's Carnival Ball. Get your ticket in your hand. You want to go to New Orleans? Get your ticket in your hand. You want to go to New Orleans? When you get right there, I'm sure you will see the Zulu Queen. You will see the Zulu Queen way down on St. Claude and Dumas. The Zulu King way down on St. Claude and Dumas. When you get right there, I'm sure you will see the Zulu Queen. If you go to New Orleans,
You ought to go see the Mardi Gras. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. And when you get right there, I'm someone to show you the carnival fall. Get your ticket in your hand, you want to go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand, you want to go to New Orleans. When you get right there, somebody will show you the Zulu King.
On Scenic Roots from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page, that's part one of a two-part show featuring Lazy Birds on stage at the Isis Theatre. Next Monday on Scenic Roots, the second part of Lazy Birds Live on listener-supported radio.
I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Email us at scenicroots423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroots423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.